Hello there and welcome to New Horizons, the weekly radio program of Blind Citizens Australia. BCA is the national consumer representative voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Our mission is to achieve equity and equality by our empowerment, by promoting positive community attitudes, and by striving for high quality and accessible services which meet our needs. Ride our dreams down. Hi, this is Ricky Chaplin with New Horizons. Well, October the 15th marks White Cane Safety Day. We have this day every year and it celebrates the importance of the white cane for people who are blind or vision impaired. And joining me to talk about the significance of the day and indeed the significance of the white cane is Tiffany Mitchell, Community Education Officer from Guide Dogs New South Wales. Welcome, Tiffany.
Oh, hi, Ricky. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Well, yes, as I said, October 15 is a very important day every year, and maybe to start off with, we could have a chat about why it's important and what we do each year to celebrate it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's so important to so many people because almost we train about 4,000 clients, and the majority of our clients who have a vision impairment would use a white cane to travel independently and confidently within their community, so it's incredibly important for individuals to be as independent as possible.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a white cane user myself and I certainly couldn't do without it. So you've got an education campaign going this year to educate people who are fully sighted and who aren't necessarily aware of the significance of the white cane. So what are you doing this year?
Well, every year we choose something very different, but this year we're putting it out to the community and we're asking them, could they get to work with their eyes closed and how far could they actually get? And it's to highlight that people who use mobility canes can usually travel within their community completely independently once they've been given some orientation mobility instruction from guide dogs, and then they're just as independent as they were pre their vision loss.
Yes, that would be a challenge indeed. And I'm just thinking about walking in the city with my cane as I do. And something that I really wanted to highlight was that I've bent about four canes over the last 12 months since I've moved to Melbourne. Basically because people are walking along staring at their iPhones and not paying a great deal of attention to what's going on around them. And, just wondering, similar to the guide dog campaigns you're running, educating people about the issues associated with them, whether you're doing anything similar for people who use white canes.
Yeah, no, we have noticed recently that more people who are travelling in the city and working in the city are having that same sort of issue happening for them. So we will be looking at that and working out a way that we might be able to address that within the community. I suppose there's other things as well that the community can help with, is like keeping footpaths clear of obstacles such as rubbish bins and ensuring cafes and restaurant tables are placed away from the building line, trimming back overhanging branches. So I think there's a number of issues so that people can travel in their community much more fluidly and without these sort of issues that present problems for them on a daily basis.
Yes, indeed. Overhanging tree branches, as you say, cracked footpaths as well. That's a classic one.
Cracked footpaths. Yes, yes, that's another one.
Yes, that's right. And in fact, we just did a forum for Blind Citizens Australia a little while back on pedestrian safety, and of course, all of those issues came up.
Later on down the track, either later this year or early next year, we'll probably put something together also for the local council, which addresses some of those issues, like cafes and restaurant tables being placed in the building line, and cars parked over footpaths and tree overhanging branches, and we'll look at how we might be able to promote that to the councils so that they're much more aware of those issues as well that face people who use mobility canes within the community.
Just thinking about the white cane, I was reading some historical facts today, and although it's been used for many centuries, or at least variations of the cane, the white cane actually wasn't painted white until sort of the 1930s or so, I believe.
Oh, really? No, I didn't. You'll have to tell me, Ricky.
Well, there you go.
You'll have to tell me about that one.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about it, you know, in terms of being a symbol of independence for people who are blind. It's not just a mobility aid, but it's something that people who really value.
Yeah, it's very significant, I think, for people. I mean, some people don't want to be identified as having a vision impairment, and there's other people that definitely do want that identification so that pedestrians are a little bit more careful and drivers are a bit more watchful and will be a bit more patient when people are crossing the road and things like that. So it definitely acts as an indicator for the wider community as well, that individual has a vision impairment.
Yeah, for sure. And it's probably worth pointing out the different types of canes that are available too, in case people are losing their sight rapidly and they're not quite ready to use a white cane yet. But there are different types of canes that can be used, aren't there?
That's right. I mean, there's one that is just for identification, so it's called an identification cane, and it's not a cane different to the long cane, where it doesn't, make contact with the ground and detect obstacles and things like that. It's really a much smaller cane and is there for identification. And then there's another one which is like a support cane, which if somebody was having some mobility issues as well as a vision loss, that they could also use.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, guide dog associations exist in just about every state, but I guess for people in New South Wales, given that you're from there, maybe if they are thinking about getting some training with the white cane, if you could give your contact details so people can do that, if they're interested, that'd be good.
Oh, yeah, so they can always contact me on our landline, which is 94129300, and all of our mobility training and mobility aids are completely free for that individual, so there's no cost to that individual, and we would come to the home and provide any type of training that was required there or elsewhere within the community.
That's great. Well, Tiffany, it's been great talking to you this afternoon, and we look forward to the celebrations that go with White Cane Safety Day. A lot of places, a lot of vision impaired groups throughout the country will be doing different things to celebrate it.
Well, we'll be having two events actually on that day. So
will
be based at Parramatta early in the morning, and then another one where you can trial using a mobility cane under blindfold, and then also at the Goods Line, which is near Central Station. At the back of the ABC studios there. So we'll be doing a similar event between 12 and 2.
Oh, very good. Okay, so for the first one, where do people meet up, or, you know, how do they organise to meet in the central place?
We'll just be in Church Street in the mall outside Parramatta Town Hall at Parramatta, and then at the Goods Line, that's just at the back of the ABC studios near Central Station.
Okay, sure. And, of course, people can call in and get some more information if need be. Okay, Tiffany, fabulous talking to you this afternoon.
Well, how are you going to celebrate it, Ricky?
How am I going to celebrate it? That's a very good question. I'll probably be at work advocating to councils, you know, because they haven't done the right thing or something.
That sounds good.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Lovely talking to you.
Okay, yes, you too, and thanks for joining me on New Horizons. I was speaking with Tiffany Mitchell there from Guide Dogs New South Wales. Now let's go back to the 2011 National Convention, and part of this convention happened to fall on International White Cane Safety Day on October 15, and to celebrate that day, BCA launched its white cane policy, and one of the guest speakers in this session was Nicola Misso from Vision Australia. And now let's feature a part of Nicola's speech as she talks about people at different stages of life coming to accept and use the white cane.
I'm just going to now, from a very practical perspective, just talk across, I'll relate the following from our youngest cane users. Across the years, we all know that blindness and low vision can impact on an individual at many different life stages depending on their individual circumstance and eye condition. I'd like to start with talking just a little bit, very briefly, about children. I know I'm not alone in my very strong belief that if we can introduce a cane in a positive manner to a child and their family from as young an age as absolutely possible, it's a key element in developing an independent and self-determining individual. It creates very positive opportunities for that child's future. I have had the opportunity to introduce a cane to a child as young as 14 and some 16, 18 month olds, where the family have been very open to that introduction and worked very positively with me and around their child in developing those skills. Our young adults and teenagers often travel through a challenging period in terms of accepting their cane. Perhaps there's a bit of, I think that for many young teenagers and young adults, it's a challenging period of their lives anyway. But of course this includes those people that may be struggling with their limited vision, especially if they're dealing with a slow deterioration and deteriorating eye condition. With older people in the community and older clients that are new to blindness and low vision, my experience is that they may just very graciously accept the use of a cane and embrace it very positively, or very on the opposite end of the scale, firmly reject using a cane. Sometimes this can be related to their own perceptions of blindness and the community attitudes in general. All of these are very individualised and certainly not meant to be a generalisation on my part at all. As a practitioner, it's always essential for me to remain non-judgmental and be prepared to wait, not push, but certainly gently encourage people to and assist them with making that decision. I asked a colleague the other day if she thought it would be corny for me to use the term poetry in motion. I was actually pleased when she said no, that it's something that she has used herself in the past. For me, when I see an individual who is clearly blind or has low vision, using their cane in a very positive and very effective manner, it really is poetry in motion. It does still give me a thrill, and I hope that's not too corny. But in conclusion, it is an individual's right to have access to suitably qualified orientation and mobility practitioners and certainly orientation and mobility services in order for them to either learn or to maintain their mobility skills, which obviously can include using the white cane. So I guess it's Happy International White Cane Day. It's great to be here to celebrate this significant day with you all, and thank you very much.
That was Nicola Misso there, talking about her experiences teaching people how to use the white cane. Of course, we have convention, which would have occurred just prior to this program going to air. So I do hope to bring you some interviews live from convention. I'll be running around with a little portable recorder, so let's see what we can get. And I will bring those interviews to you in the coming weeks. Well, that's it for New Horizons this week. I hope you enjoyed the program. Stay tuned as we continue to explore the issues that affect people who are blind or vision impaired. Blind Citizens Australia is funded by the Australian Government through the Department of Social Services and from the Victorian Department of Human Services. We receive financial and in-kind support from Vision Australia, Royal Society for the Blind, Guide Dogs Victoria, and the RPH stations throughout Australia. Generous donations are also received from our members and the broader community. Blind Citizens Australia is located at Ross House, Level 3, 247 to 251, Flinders Lane, Melbourne, Victoria 3000. Our national office contact number is 03 96 54 1400, or toll free 1-800-033-660. You can email us at bca@bca.org.au. Our website address is www.bca.org.au. Ride our dreams down.